A statement from the Royal Palace said King Bhumibol Adulyadej was admitted to the hospital on Saturday, suffering from fever and fatigue. The king, aged 81, has presided over Thailand for more than 60 years and is deeply revered by Thais. The palace says the king is receiving treatment and antibiotics on the advice of his doctors. He had visited the hospital earlier in the week. Professor Tong Tong Chan Rangsu, Secretary General of the Thai Education Council, says the king's long reign means he has a special place in Thai society.
After being on the throne for over 63 years, he's a supreme leader of these societies, and his words and his actions express his sincere concern for the health, for the benefit and for the wealth of the Thai people. So everybody appreciates his leadership, and we wish him will be our king forever.
Prime Minister Apisit Wejechewa, who was travelling to the United States this week, told reporters prior to his departure that doctors had assured him the king's health was not a cause for concern. Crowds flocked to the Sirirat Hospital Sunday as news spread of the king's illness. Professor Tong Tong said people had gathered to wish the king a quick recovery.
Thousands of people gathered around the Sirirat area with the same feeling in our heart for the humbly ask his Mrs. King to return to the healthy situation as soon as possible.
The issue of the king's health is highly sensitive in Thailand, as he has faced health concerns over recent years. In 2007, he suffered symptoms associated with a minor stroke. He has also received treatment for a heart condition. Last December, King Bhumibol was unable to deliver his annual birthday speech to the nation due to health reasons. The king, while being viewed as above politics, has played a stabilizing role over the years in Thailand's often fractious political climate. On several occasions, he has used his significant influence to ease tensions or call on political adversaries to end their dispute. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.